Right, Shamey, old China, how's it going? Thanks for the message. It's Colin here, in case you hadn't guessed. I just noticed that, I don't know if it, are you recording in the studio or something? Because your sound is pucker, mate. There's no hiss or crackle or pops or any of that Rice Krispie stuff going on. So, yeah, congrats on that. I noticed you're playing Blueholm as well. I'd be interested to know what you think of that as a system. I've heard some pretty decent stuff about it. It's like a clone of Holmes, I'm guessing then. So perhaps sometimes you could talk a little bit more about that. I'd be interested to hear. Anyway, I'll see you around, and yeah, take care.
Hey Shane, Tim Shorts from Gothridge Manor here. The starter thing for the players, like a player's guide for the world, is something that I've done for years and years. The players have always responded to it very well, actually. They've always liked it. That was sort of like the beginning of my zine creation. I'd make these little booklets of basically information that they would know, areas they'd know, things they would know, some secrets they'd know, people they would know, maybe a few legends or rumors sprinkled in there too. And yeah, they've always seemed to like it. I'm doing one for my campaign now that I'm doing. And the nice thing is I let the players kind of develop their background, and then I'll write the player's guide around what they've given me. So they've already invested something into it, and I've just kind of went and built upon what they've already thought of.
Hey guys, welcome to Gilligan's Isle of ADD. Just doing some backups this morning, so I've got some time to sit and talk a little bit. So I'll play a little bit of Colin's, have it after the intro here, or the bit, just because I don't have the file here. So Colin from Spike Pit called in and was saying that my audio sounded really good. When I'm in the studio, obviously, it's a little better. But at home, when I've been using my tablet, and the way you can tell the difference is the ones that have song intros and stuff, then I've done it in the studio. But the ones from home, they don't have any song intros. It's just me talking. But on my tablet, what I've been doing is just trying to keep the microphone steady and not move. Basically, I just find a comfortable position. I have this sort of little bed upstairs that I hang out in. It's a small little room. And so I sit there and I just try not to move the tablet. And that helps with the audio, I think. I'm guessing there's a bit of compression that happens from the recording as it goes. But yeah, I've been finding it work a little better. Also, I think that my microphone on my tablet, I have a Samsung Galaxy. I think it's on the back of the... Actually, I'm pretty sure it's on the back of the tablet. So I speak into the front of it. So I'm getting a little bit sort of room bounce around. So I'm not directly talking into it. So I'm not getting as much P's and B's. And on this microphone, I do. But I read somewhere on how to do it properly. So yeah, I'm getting it right now. But if you know if a P and B is coming up, you can just sort of move your mouth off to the side of the microphone, and that tends to help. Also, there's a few little audio trick things, like cutting out just 120 hertz down just when you get the P and the B. And then, of course, S's and stuff like that. But anyway, so yeah, if it's at the studio, I'm using sort of a 58 kind of mic, and there's a bit of compression and EQ and some de-essing that's happening on the signal when I bounce it down in Pro Tools. Anyway, so Colin brought up that he wanted to know about Blueholm and why I dug it. So I guess going backwards in time a little bit, when I first sort of found the whole OSR thing, I played a game with my wife of second edition, and then I sort of just started searching on Google Plus and just checking it out because it was my first sort of just checking it out. I had never done it before. And I was getting mildly annoyed with Facebook, which pretty much everybody goes through on occasion. I don't know how many times I've deleted and re-added the darn thing. Anyway, so I found this OSR thing, and I'm like, what the heck? And so the very first thing I actually looked at was Blue Home. And I had played Homes originally a long time ago with a friend of mine. And so I decided to get a game going, and it was my wife and her cousin and me, and I used Blue Home, and which matched up really well. I used Keep on the Borderlands. So, and I used the Prentice rules of Blue Home. And yeah, it was nice because there wasn't the attack rolls for everybody. Didn't matter what race or class you were. We're all the same for first to third level. And this included monsters, I believe. I'd have to double check. So I liked that, and it was easy, and I only ever knew about Descending Armor Class. So to me, it was just like second nature. I'd come from second edition in Thaco and things like that. So that's why I was kind of gravitated towards it. The other thing was, upon reading some of the other clones and basic D&D, which I had never played before, this whole race as a class thing with the Blue Home and Homes, they're separate. And so that appealed to me because, once again, coming from second edition, it was like second edition, but it was a little easier as far as, you know, like the Thaco and stuff. And the damage was, I believe, all D6s, although I did use variable damage from the Keep on the Borderlands. Has a bunch of extra helpful stuff in it. You could pretty much run a game just with the light rules that are in Keep on the Borderlands. But also, too, because everybody's like, oh, funky dice, I want to use funky dice. So that's why I did that. And, yeah, and then the alignment system, there's a 5-point alignment system versus basic D&D, which is 3. And I do kind of like the shades of alignment when it's 5. I find when it's the 9 or whatever that 5e has, it's almost too many gray areas for me. So you'd have to download the Prentice rules to check it out. But yeah, I like that. I think originally, apparently, Holmes was supposed to be sort of the bridge between basic D&D and like first edition AD&D. So it had the concepts of not race as a class, and it had the 5-point alignment system in it. So there was those things. If you do look at the original Holmes, the actual sort of organization of it wasn't the best. You know, like the explanations of breath weapons were only in like the section about dragons. So if you were looking for that for, say, a spell or something, you'd have to kind of look that up as well. So it was a lot of that stuff in the early stuff wasn't really presented well. But Blue Home was really easy to find stuff. And I really like the idea of it's like 30 pages or whatever. I'm like, okay, this is enough information for me. Also, as a side note, just from a publishing standpoint, there's so many people writing for so many other systems, and there's not a lot of people writing for Homes or for Blue Home. So that's kind of part of the reason why I've been kind of writing for it. I also find it easy to write for, and it's compatible. I mean, it's armor. I think unarmored is armor class 9. So it's easy to sort of just jump from whatever system you like to use, whether it be Swords and Wizardry or Labyrinth Lord or whatever. So yeah, that's kind of why I like it, and it has this sort of old school throwback to it, and the images and art that he used, Michael, I just dug, you know, and so that's kind of why I stuck with it. Anyway, so that's that, and just going back to the player's guide thing, as Tim called in at the top of the show as well. So I've got it kind of, I got a one pager written at this point, and I think that's going to be good for them for now. I'm not sure if I'm going to include the map, but it's got a bunch of the people that they may know, and sort of places that they've heard of. So it's enough for them to sort of immerse themselves in the world. And I think that's going to be the plan moving forward. And maybe I'll start adding to it so that it'll become the player's notes plus sort of my DM notes as well. Yeah, so that's all that's going on today. I'm having a kind of sort of chill day today, which is good because it's been too much lately. Anyway, the tune is Family Tradition by Hank Williams Sr. And it was a cover band I recorded a few years ago. Anyway, so have a good afternoon, guys. Bye.
Well, we get stoned and drink all night long. It's a family tradition.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.